On Tuesday evening, October 3rd, the Bath County School Board held their regular monthly meeting, and it opened with praise for the high school band. In a regional competition weekend before last,
they took first place in color guard, music, marching, general effect, visual effect, and in the class. So congratulations to the band.
School Superintendent Sue Hirsch also congratulated Ed Ozel's technology supervisor for an article he had published in the Virginia School Board Association newsletter about beginning the Kidwind project at Bath County High School and its progress and successes over the years.
We thank Ed for submitting an article, and we're pleased that the VSBA chose to feature Bath County.
In preparation for the season ahead, Ms. Hirsch and Mr. Ronnie Liptrap, Jr., Transportation Director, presented the standing inclement weather policy to the board and described the challenges in making early morning decisions for a county that can have different weather 10 or 15 miles apart or on one side of a mountain or another. They want the policy to be clear and encouraged families to begin developing alternate plans for childcare or transportation on inclement weather days, which also can include extreme cold.
We know it has snowed. It's easy to determine that certain roads are not going to be traveled on. And so we announce inclement weather routes to our delay.
The beginning of the season policy reminders go out soon.
We announce it first with a letter that goes home to parents, and then we send a second letter home to parents, and we put it on our website. We have found that unless we're very clear, we get more confusion.
They emphasized student safety is the highest priority, and when conditions are extreme, parents may need to use their best judgment. A countywide decision is usually made by 6 o'clock in the morning and announced on WDBJ and Allegheny Mountain Radio, as well as the school system's website and Facebook page. Also discussed during this presentation part of the meeting were meals for students traveling away from school in the afternoons or evening due to sports or other activities. Members of the board recognize these are long days for students and that coaches or friends often end up paying for a meal. The School Health Advisory Committee will discuss this once more, but the understanding is that if the board wanted to propose offering some or all of students away meals, they would need to begin planning for this as a budget item as soon as possible. Some final items discussed at Tuesday the 3rd's meeting included National School Lunch Week, October 9th through 13th, and recognizing Bullying Prevention Month with a resolution from Governor Terry McAuliffe. Several parts of the resolution provide background for this initiative. Quotes, an estimated 160,000 students in kindergarten through 12th grade miss school every day due to a fear of being bullied. Bullying can assume many forms, including verbal, physical, and most recently in cyberspace. It can happen on or off school grounds. And finally, Virginia School Boards Association Bullying Prevention Month encourages parents, students, teachers, and administrators to be aware of when bullying occurs and to take timely and appropriate actions to prevent bullying in their classes and schools. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.